you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I was actually hoping to get Ebola, not a full-blown case. I've been trying to lose the same 10 pounds for the last 20 years. Maybe if I blood for 18 months straight, it might put a dent in my fat gut. But my metabolism is so slow that I could get Zika, AIDS, and Ebola for 10 years. They put me on the scale and go, you put on 22 pounds. Have you been cheating on your Ebola diet, Nick? We just x-rayed your stomach. It's filled with blood and fun-sized Snickers.
Nick DiPaolo, that's from Inflammatory, available now on iTunes and Google Play Store. You can find him at nickdip.com for his tour dates. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys, you have good taste.
That was a great...
One of my favorites.
Well, that was our producer did that, and it actually was really funny. It was really funny stuff.
I'm sure Bobby, the only 12 clean seconds you could put on the air.
That's what I was wondering, how we got a little clip there without a bleep from Nick DiPaolo. I didn't know we could get that.
Funny.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, because I'm not a dirty comic per se. I like to curse, but yeah. I don't talk about sex for an hour and you know, filthy stuff. I just happen to talk the way I do off stage, and I like to drop a few F-bombs here and there. And if people can't get over that in a world where, you know, a guy can go into the girl's room and say he's a girl, I mean, come on, wake up.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned about political correctness. I mean, so, have things changed for you on stage post-Trump?
I think that's a bunch of crap, unless you're a big liberal puss.
All right.
people know, I've been at it long enough, and I think most of the people that come out to see me know it's coming, you know?
Yeah,
they want a breath of fresh air.
And you hammer everybody, for that matter, so that's no big deal.
I really do, and what's funny is, there are people who come out to a comedy club without doing their research. They don't bother researching who the headliner is. They call the local comedy club, and they, you know, the box office. Is he funny?
Yep.
Of course he's funny.
Well, we have colleagues.
Bring you and your fat girlfriend, and we'll spend $800 on chicken fingers. You know? But some people get upset, and they start to walk out. I'm like, did you do your research, you ass?
Yeah, we have a Colleen who runs the Funny Bone here in Omaha, and you were here years ago, right?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, this is
hey,
a,
Nick.
Oh, I love Colleen. Yes,
she's right here with us because comedian James Johan.
How are you, Colleen?
I used to be fun, Nick.
Yeah, you got to come. You got to come back, Nick. We haven't seen you here.
Yeah, I would love to, but apparently I offended Colleen. I don't know what
no,
I did.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm kidding.
Not at all.
But she gets that exact same thing. People call the club, and they don't know. They don't call the club. They just show up, right?
Right,
and get all
and then
pissed
complain.
Off. Yeah, but
yeah. Yeah, exactly. They think it's homogenous. You know, it's like, well, do you do that with music? You wander into a venue. You went there to see a Zeppelin cover band, and then Men Without Hats comes out.
Right.
You're upset.
Well, the trouble is, you know, a lot of times you get they think they're the TV character. Like I know Tracy Morgan. You probably had a few walkouts on him.
Well, that's never a problem with me. I've never been on TV long enough.
No, okay. But people know your name. People know
you. No, you're on that little fun poker table with Louis C.K.
Yeah, that's right, Louis.
We know your demented sense of humor.
Yeah, thank God for that poker table, huh?
Yes.
My God.
I kept you. Well, yeah, also the roast. People know the word Nick,
sure.
Nick DiPaolo. Come on, I know that you can hammer yourself, but people know who you are. People know who Nick DiPaolo is.
Here and there, you know. here's why. But let me put a hole in that theory.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Like the other, two nights ago, I'm working a place called The Lounge, it's around the corner from the Comedy Cellar. It's the same people who own the Comedy Cellar.
Got it.
And as I'm walking to that, I had like three people come up to me on the sidewalk and go, hey, trying to hand me, you know, passes
flyer
to a comedy club.
Oh.
You know? I go, hey, Dink, I just made my name for the last 20 years at the club 2 feet behind you. And I'm like, hey, would you like to go see some stand-up? And sometimes I go, yeah, let me see that. And I look at it, I go, hey, these people suck. And I hand it back to them.
Nick DiPaolo, his new album, Inflammatory, available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Where'd you record this, Nick?
A place called the Suffolk Theater in Riverhead, New York. and Riverhead, New York. If you watch the show Lock Up, you might know it from there. There's a prison. They did a whole week extended stay in Riverhead. And, yeah, beautiful little ornate theater, and it was packed. It's intimate. It was great. It was, and the people who came out were really my fans. And the only problem is, and this is true, I was experimenting with Zoloft, so I was like working way slower than normal. And I, you know, I think I wet myself 8 minutes in.
Did it slow you down?
It really did. I'm watching the damn thing, and even though like I was watching a couple nights ago, and I'm like, that is not my pace. And I'm like, that's right. I had the Zoloft, and I probably had a couple of Jack and water, and it just—it was funny, but it didn't ruin it. But I'm usually a little more manic, you know. And
did you slow down to Rocky Laporte's slowness, or what? How slow were you? We love Rocky, by the way, but that's his bit.
I said Jack and water, not heroin. Come on.
And we've talked to any number of comedians who they went on antidepressants, but you know, ditched it shortly thereafter because you know they thought they weren't able to keep the hate alive or the pace up, like in your case.
That you know what, and for me, that's exactly. It's exactly right. You get a little dark, you know, at home, and often when your friends start or your family starts noticing, it's like, okay, maybe I'll try this. But that's exactly right, and that was my biggest fear. And you know,
yeah. Well, so the clip we played right there, Nick. So that you didn't sound slow there. Did you think that sounded slow for you?
Well, you can't tell from that smallest sample.
But
overall.
All right,
and I may have clipped out a little bit of space too.
Okay.
I might have sped that up to get it a little quicker, maybe.
Yeah, so you're right though.
Is any more Louis coming up or not?
It's funny. It's a great question. You don't know. You know, with Louis, you don't know. He'll dip into other stuff, but he hasn't ruled out. I think. You know, coming back.
Well, is it like all the guys that did Curb had to wait around for Larry David forever? We used to talk to Richard Lewis. He said, "I don't know what's happening next." So, I mean, you'll wait for the call to be on the poker table, right, Nick?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I did a little more than a poker table.
I know you did.
Give a little credit.
No, I know you did.
Actually, you know, I actually slept with Louie in a hot tub. You don't remember that episode?
I remember it. We love the show.
That's right.
Nick DiPaolo. Check him out on Twitter at Nick DiPaolo. And for all the tour dates, nickdip.com for tour dates. You have a podcast, too? Who doesn't?
I have a podcast. They can hear it on iTunes for free on Monday. If they want to subscribe to it, they go to connectpal.com/Nick. And I have a radio show premiering on Sirius on May 15th, channel 103.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool, man.
That's soon.
Yeah, 5 days a week.
5 days? That's a real radio show. How many hours a day?
6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. Our contract's up at the end of the year, so put in a good word.
But I'm by myself, so there's, you know, that's a lot of
you can fill. You can fill 2 hours.
Yeah, so stay off the Zoloft, yeah. Nick, so you can chat.
Or stay on. You can fill more time. All right.
Inflammatory.
Inflammatory's new album on iTunes and Google Play Store. Good talking to you, Nick. Nick DiPaolo. Thanks, bud.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You said it's been since the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being there, right?
Yeah, I can't remember if he's been at the new club since we've been out here.
But... Well, the club right now is James Johann. He's with us this morning, funnybonomaha.com.
We love our Jimmy Fred.
Yes.
And he busted Craig's cherry last night.
Oh.
Yeah. No, don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, that cherry's been going for years.
No.
I mean, Craig has never seen him alive.
Craig busted his James Johann cherry.
Correct.
If you want to call it that way.
Correct.
Well, I think there was a reciprocal thing afterwards.
Yeah, who is that more embarrassing for, Craig or James?
Well, James has been coming here 20 years. Craig never seen him live.
I didn't even know he was there.
I know. You didn't hear him laughing? You always hear Craig laughing.
Yes. Craig and one drunk lady stood out.
Oh, you can hear both of them?
Yeah, there was a barking.
A barking lady? Was she just fun, though? Fun drunk?
Last night she was.
Okay.
There are other nights she's not. She comes often.
Oh, she comes often?
Oh. And some nights she may be annoying.
That is correct.
You're kicked out of a cancer benefit. That would suck, wouldn't it?
Oh, really? Oh, Lord.
That's a tough night out.
Yeah. I got kicked out of a cancer benefit.
You would wear that as a badge of honor, though. Yeah, I got kicked out of a cancer benefit.
I love those kind of laughers, though. You get somebody with a snort or you get somebody with a cackle.
If that's what they're just doing, right, and they're not laughing at your punchlines and things like that, I get it. They probably are great to have that.
Well, sometimes.
It helps the crowd laugh.
Well, that's the thing. People get other people laughing because they're laughing so hard.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Craig's that kind of laugh. Craig? When people hear Craig laugh, they laugh.
No, he has
I wouldn't have had a good set at all last night if you hadn't have been there.
It's an infectious
laugh.
Thank you
for coming.
You're thankful for that.
It's not like a seal. Like
No.
Like a honking seal. Yeah, yeah. Mm. You know, those are the laughs you can make fun of, but they get annoying after a while.
Join the program, Craig.
I thought I was.
No, I know. No, you know you weren't. You weren't even barely listening.
No, you're rather disconnected there for a few minutes.
Just getting ready.
I kept
for
hearing my name. I thought it was part of it.
He's experimenting with Zoloft.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Got on those antidepressants?
No.
It's funny. I'll take every other drug in the pharmacy, but I stay away from the antidepressants.
What you took? You take Ativan.
They haven't asked me.
That's anti-anxiety.
Okay.
Completely different. Completely different.
It's semantics.
That's not going to take the edge off.
No, the benzos are not antidepressants in any way, shape, or form. And they act immediately. Like that Zoloft, they always tell you, oh, it'll take a couple of weeks for it to kick in. Yeah. Well, how do I know it's working?
I want you just because you're happy.
You're less depressed.
You're happy and, you're less depressed. You just don't know it.
Yeah, well, I'm mellow enough the way it is, and I do still.
Oh, yeah, I don't want you on that.
I got to keep the hate alive.
Right.
I want to try that Lunesta where the neon butterfly lands on your face at night. That looks amazing. And then you go to sleep.
I think that's legal in Nevada.
Do you want to do that while you're high?
I don't care.
Would that butterfly freak you out, though?
Maybe.
I'm about to go to sleep.
Lunesta does look good, but we have to wake up. That's a problem.
I haven't heard any horror stories about Lunesta.
Like Ambien?
It's the Ambien.
Well, if you snort it. You get some weird effects.
Right.
Well, like the neon butterfly lands on your face and you fall asleep. That would be great. Here it comes.
They should sell it on TV.
They do sell it that way.
It's a giant.
If you snort Lunesta, it'll act quicker.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Gets into your system a little quicker that way.
I don't know if that's... Dr. Mean is listening now.
People have done that, I am sure.
Right.
Yep, that was a facepalm.
Yeah, it was. Do not snort
Lunesta.
That
was a facepalm for Dr. Mina.
Well, that's how the heroin epidemic started. People started crushing up the oxy.
Snorting oxy, right?
Yeah, because then there was no time release. It would act immediately. And then the oxy got too expensive, so they decided to go to heroin.
Right.
But marijuana is the problem.
Well, you start mainlining Lunesta. That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah. Then you will see that butterfly on your face.
Oh, yeah. If you're tying up and shooting Lunesta into your veins.
There'll be a big butterfly coming at you.
That's
through the walls.
Can you smoke
with the worms.
Or if you're taking it rectally.
Ooh.
Not take Lunesta
Lunestally or anything. Okay.
I really want a nap right now.
Oh, no. There's some things you
butterfly
should.
Lands on your ass then.
You should take rectally.
See, Craig, look what happens when you don't talk. We just go to there. We just go there.
Well, he said certain things should be taken rectally. Who knew?
Yes, he did.
Shy to me.
That's important to know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.